I'm 44 years old. I'm married, and I have one child, and I'm a registered nurse.
Is she
works
hot?
In the emergency room at Somerville Hospital. So you better hope you don't come in there, because if you do, I'm going to put you to sleep permanently. You got that?
Oh, my God. You're a killer. I'm going to give this recording to the cops and let them know that you're doing that to people.
You're listening to the Snowplow Show, everyone. This is episode 572. It's Sunday, July 21st, 2019, and this one's brought to you by Mike Hunt, The Stunning Kruger Effect, Rhino Knife, Jesse Lobster, and Cody No Name. This one is a live show that happened earlier today, and you're about to hear it. Shortest intro ever! Hey, everybody. We're going to do some yard sale calls today. I'm only broadcasting on the Mixler. I'm too lazy to turn on the thing, the Shoutcast, the YouTube, and the Facebook, and all that stuff. Sorry. It's going to be a short show, I think. I know I always say that, but I think today I actually mean it. Like, maybe an hour tops. It's 11:30, so that means I have to stop at 12:30. I think I found some good yard sales. I got like 10 of them pulled up here. This first one, I stole her caller ID, so she's going to get a call from herself. Maybe that's a dumb idea, but that's what I did. I just wanted a local caller ID, so I took hers. I don't even know if this is a yard sale, because it's like, it just says beautiful women's clothing. All sizes of women's clothing from 6 to 8 to real women's sizes. Oh, I thought that was a time. From 6 to 8 to real women's sizes 8 to 20. What? Is she body shaming thin girls? I don't know what women's sizes are. They don't make sense to me. Most items are gently used. Some still have tags. What the fuck? Did she steal it? Like, how does she have all sizes of women's clothing? What should I say to the women's clothing lady that's probably not going to pick up because I'm calling from her own number? She's going to think that it's a telemarketer or a scammer. I'm calling her. I'm doing it. Here goes.
Hello? Yes, can I help you?
Hey, I'm calling about your yard sale. So, like, is it all day today? And is it outdoors?
Well, it is outdoors, but we just kind of shut it down because it's so hot. We just kind of figured nobody would come by.
Oh, don't be a pussy. Come on. I was going to come by.
Well, what type of stuff are you looking for? Just so I can, like, kind of see if there's stuff for you.
Well, I was looking for women's clothing, but I don't understand sizes of women's clothing because I've just recently got into dressing up in women's clothing. So I wear like an XL size shirt.
Oh, okay.
Does that mean I'm...
Yeah, we have some like larger sizes.
Oh, sure. I'm a larger size. I get it. Is that like an 11?
No. Yeah. We have sizes between like 8 and like
520. Man, I don't even know.
No, 8, size 8 through size 20.
Oh, size 20. Okay.
Yeah.
What's an XL?
Yeah, you're more than welcome to come by. We put everything in the garage, but I mean, we can take it out. Like, it's pretty easy the way we have it set up.
Are they real sizes or are they like actual size?
No, they're real sizes.
Yeah, but are they actual size? Or are they like a mock-up? Like a one to 12 scale model.
Yeah, like 1 to 12. I mean, there's like some of the stuff is like name brand. Some of them are like higher end. I mean, there's honestly like a true variety of clothing. So
yeah,
if you want to come by and just check it out to see if there's anything to your liking, you're more than welcome to.
So I'm 46 years old. Does that mean that a 20 won't fit me? Does it have to do with your age?
No. It's just a size.
Oh. I see. I drove by earlier and I walked around the backyard.
Uh-huh.
And I was just trying to see if the yard sale was in back. I like circled around your house a couple times. and I didn't see the yard sale. Is it like in the garage or something?
No, we had it outside in the patio by the pool, but because it was so hot, we just kind of figured that we would shut it down early.
Is there any way you can go into the backyard? Because I think I set my weed pipe down on a table. Do you have a table back there?
Yes and no. Like, there's like a patio table.
Yeah, it seemed like a patio table, but it's hard to remember because I was really high. I set my weed pipe down. And there's still some left in there if you want to have a smoke. I wondered what happened to it on my drive home.
Oh, okay. I can look, but you know what? Right now I'm in the middle of cooking.
What are you cooking?
Can I call you back after I check?
What are you cooking?
Food.
What kind?
What was that?
If I get there before you're done cooking, can I just go on back and use the swimming pool?
No, that'd be kind of weird, to be honest with you.
No, it's fine. I have swimming shorts. I have a bathing suit. It's a single piece. You know, it's not a bikini or anything. It's a single piece. It's cool.
I know, but that's not the point. I don't know you, so like I'm not really comfortable with like letting people just come into my swimming pool.
Is anybody else using the swimming pool right now?
Yeah, nobody.
Is it an issue?
Yeah,
like, I was raised in Britain, so I think my sizes are metric. Does that work with the 6 to 8 and 8 to 20? All right, we lost him. Thanks for all the weird ideas, everyone. Thanks, I Regret Jumping, for the British thing that made him hang up. They are racist. They don't like British people. Just think, she's going to get all of my callbacks from other people because I called from her number. She's probably looking at her caller ID right now and wondering what the fuck. All right, we've got an estate sale. They got machines. It's like a garage full of old people tools. Oh, they got models. They got clocks. Wow, these people were into collecting shit. You got like 100 clocks in here. Like Doc Brown. Oh, look, more clocks. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to call this estate sale. I bet you they didn't close down because of the heat. Mr. Biggs wants to know the torque rating on that drill press. It's not that kind of tools. It's weird tools. Oh my God! There's more clocks. They're like it's like if you were a blacksmith in the 1800s. It looks more like those kind of tools. Like I see anvils. Those other things that I don't know the names of. Whatever. Anyway, I'm going to call it. I'm calling him. Calling Michael. Be like, hey, Michael, how'd he die? What happened? Can I make a joke about all the clocks? Like, I guess his time ran out. Ba-dum-tsh. I don't know.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm calling about your estate sale.
Yes, sir.
And how late is that going to be open?
Well, we don't like to be out here when it's 100 degrees, but we'll be here until about 4:30.
Okay, that's perfect. I'm bringing a school bus of their preschoolers. Okay. The guy hates kids. Mixler keeps notifying that my daily limit has reset. Hey, you hung up on me? Twice? One more try. It's a bad connection, I guess. So I guess it's apparently hot in the place that I'm calling. Hey, hello? Can you hear me? I'm bringing those kids over. Bringing those school buses. Whatever. Moving. Going traveling. Oh, no, he's going traveling, not traveling. He's going traveling. He is sailing all. Sailing has an E in it. New full bed, dresser, nightstand to match, chair. Chairs $15,000 each. A bistro kit table set. I wonder where he's traveling to. Like, he's got to make that point that he's traveling in the subject line, but then he doesn't elaborate in the thing, you know, in the ad. A TV screen adapter for use on your laptop for big screen TV. What? You mean an HDMI cable? What? Call Keith. But first...
Hey, you're an asshole. You're an asshole. 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 Hey, asshole. We're bringing a school bus of kids. Nothing you can do about it. We're on our way. All right.
I had to just say one more thing to that guy. I want my son back. What? What? Buxby wants me to say I want my son back. I think this is an indoor sale, too. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I'm calling about your moving sale.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you traveling to?
Oh, I'm just going to do some coastal stuff. I'm not going to go. I'm not going out of state or anything like that.
Oh, why?
I just...
Do you have to get permission from your probation office? What?
I want to buy an older, you know, RV motorhome and just travel up down the coast a little bit.
I see. Okay. This is Buxby. I was up there. I'm the guy that I came earlier. You know. You remember?
Oh, you showed up.
Yeah. I don't know if you knew. I don't know if you know. I had my son with me because he was hiding.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think I left him there. Has he turned up? He's just 3. I need my son back.
Oh.
He likes to get in kitchen cabinets. Can you check in your kitchen cabinets?
No, I think my dog would probably search them out.
Well, speak up. Speak into the phone. I can't hear you. Hello?
You got me? You got me?
Yeah, you're just fading away.
Yeah, I was. I had it on. Took it off speakerphone, but I thought usually because sometimes in here it
blah,
gets a
blah,
little
blah,
bit.
Blah 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 blah. Did you check the kitchen cabinets?
Yeah, no. There's no. But my dog was there. He'd be barking at it.
Oh no, my son's quiet. He's very quiet. He doesn't talk much.
Yeah, I wish my kids were that way when I were growing up.
Yeah. Can you look up in the attic or in the basement or? You look.
Yeah. I'm too old to get up there. So.
Well, yeah. I need my son back. You can't keep my son. That's illegal. Oh.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't help you there.
What, you're just going to keep my son? That's an asshole move.
No, he's not here.
Well, you haven't even looked
now,
yet.
You showed up that day. Was you the one that wanted to buy the TV?
Yeah. And that, like, I didn't buy it, but that's that does not give you the right to keep my son.
Oh, well, he's not here. I'm sorry.
Look in the bathroom. Is he like hiding in the bathtub? Hides in bathtubs.
Yeah, well, I think I would have noticed somebody around here. It's a little small in this apartment. So
I know, but he's a good hider. Like he would sneak around.
What can I help you with?
I want my son back. Just please, come on. I need my wife's gonna be pissed. Oh. I had a perfect opportunity to do the Mel Gibson line, "Give me back my son." But no, I ruined it. Didn't do it. Like anyone remembers that. Quality items garage sale. Exceptional clothing. Primarily adult men's attire. I wonder if the sizes are 6 to 8 or are they real women's sizes, 8 to 20. Contemporary furniture. And light home goods items, cool vintage audio equipment, drum set, water balloon fight. What, Mr. Biggs? Water balloon fight. Okay. We're going to have a water balloon fight with my school bus of kids that are on the way. It's the 3rd annual preschool water balloon fight. Or I don't know. Should I? Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's do third graders. Because they can, you know, they can hit harder. They can really wing those balloons at each other. Summer camp, Mr. Biggs. Summer camp.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm calling about your yard sale thing.
Yeah.
It is still going on, right?
Yeah, well, I was going to close up. What are you looking for?
Is it outdoors?
Well, yeah, it's just in my garage. I just opened the garage.
Okay. Well, it's just I'm on my way right now. We've got a school bus. We have 27 third graders. It's like a summer camp thing. We're coming to your yard sale.
Oh, well, it's not that big, but...
Yeah, but they'll fit in the garage, right? 27 kids?
Yeah, no. They won't fit in the garage.
Well, we're going to have a water balloon fight. We've got like 10 coolers full of water balloons.
Good luck with that.
And it's going to be held in your garage.
Oh, good luck with that.
What do you mean, good luck with that? What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I'm just saying. You're going to fit 20-plus kids in my garage throwing water projectiles? I don't think it's going to work.
I think we'll see, won't we?
We sent people to the moon, so anything's possible.
Yeah. Good one. Anyway, we're going to be there in about, probably just about 10 more minutes. We're driving the bus over right now, and we'll be over. So make sure you don't close down.
All right.
And you might want to put plastic over the, the PC and Mac stuff. The audio audio equipment.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's up to you. I mean, it's going to get water balloons thrown at it, though.
Well, I just want to open the garage.
We're going to... Oh, we've got a lockpick. You can have water balloons as well, but you can't hit the kids in the face. That's like a rule. We don't hit in the face.
Oh, all right.
So you're welcome to, you know, hit kids, just not in the face.
Well, that's the first time I heard that before. All right.
Okay. What, do you usually hit kids in the face?
No, I've never hit a kid, but I've never heard somebody say you can hit kids, just not in the face. That's kind
of
weird.
Oh, yeah. No, that's pretty much the basic rule of parenting. You can always hit your kids, just not in the face, because that's where it leaves marks.
Yeah, I guess this is Fresno, so this is probably typical for Fresno people.
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah.
You're just full of them today, aren't you?
Something.
Yep. Well, anyway, 5 minutes. We'll see you in 5 minutes. 27 kids.
All right.
Three adults. 10 cases of water balloons.
Great.
Make sure you have lots of zingers prepared. There he goes. Snappy Bake says he is a confirmed jokester. Garage sale every day at RSD Auto Connection. What? So this is a fake garage sale? Tools, wrenches, car jacks, Phillips screwdrivers, sockets. A gigantic list of shit here. Here, real quick, I'm going to Google Maps their address and confirm this is just some business listing under the garage sale section. Just gotta yell at them for that. This is a car dealership. I mean, it's like an independent one. It must have an auto shop place inside. What jerks. They're just trying to get you in there to sell you a car.
Hello?
Hello, this is Greg from the city of Clovis.
Yes.
I'm in the mayor's office. The Mayor McClure wanted me to call you up and let you know that he does not like you.
Like what?
Mayor McClure, you know, the mayor of Clovis?
The Clovis, yeah, we are in Clovis, yes.
Yeah, the mayor of Clovis, he does not like you.
The mayor?
Yeah, the mayor of Clovis called you a bitch-ass motherfucker and said, fuck you and fuck your mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm his assistant. I'm just calling to...
You have a mom or no mom? You have a mom or you born in the... like
my mom's
from
dead.
The animal, or where are you born?
Well,
where
no,
are you born?
No,
from
you're
animal?
You're directing your anger at the wrong person. I'm just passing along the message.
No, you don't. I think you born through the animal, monkey, or the
look. It's the
you born like a donkey.
It's
donkey.
It's the mayor that's saying this thing. The mayor says to
no,
fuck you and your mother.
Fuck the mayor. Fuck you and the mayor. But I'm saying you have a mom like a donkey or
the mayor
like a dog or what?
The mayor.
What's your mom's name? Dog or donkey?
The mayor says that you are a bitch ass motherfucker. And he hung right up. Right, let me call him right back. I felt like we were getting somewhere on that one. I wanted him to ask me why so I could tell him he's a liar. Oh, look, they're renting office space too. Right next to the car lot.
Please leave your message for 555.
555. It's a Hollywood area code. I just want all of you to know that I was not born out of the butt of a monkey or a dog. I know I didn't deny that with that guy, but like I just don't want you guys to think that. I do have a mother. I mean, I used to, but totally normal. Totally normal birth. No animals involved, as far as I know. All right, estate tag sale. What the fuck's a tag sale? Beautiful quality furnishings and contents. It's a sale, so they're going to put tags on things. What the fuck's a tag sale? See more photos. It's got like a URL, like estatesales.com, something, something. This is a professional thing. Frank. We're calling Frank. Frank will say yes to water balloons and kids.
Hello.
Hey, I'm calling about your estate sale.
Mm-hmm.
How much later is that going on?
Oh, it's about 3:00.
3:00? Okay, that's perfect. We're on our way over right now. We're supposed to be there in about, I guess the bus driver's saying 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're good.
Okay. We're bringing a bus full of third and fourth graders. There's going to be 27 of us.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's good.
27
yeah,
kids.
Just,
Is this inside the house? Is this inside the house?
Yeah. Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm a camp counselor. And so is this inside the house or is there outdoor space available?
No, this wouldn't be anything for kids.
Oh no, it's fine. We do this all the time. It's summer camp. We don't have anything to do on Sundays, so we're doing a thing.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, but we can't handle kids here.
Oh, no, we've got three adults in addition to the 27 third and fourth graders, so that we'll keep
mm-hmm.
them. But we're doing a paintball.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can't. This, you understand? We're in a state sale. We're doing a. We're liquidating a home here.
Right. I understand that, but
I think maybe you got the wrong number or something.
Is there outdoor space available too, or are we all going to be on the inside of the house?
No, I can't handle 27 kids.
Okay, look, I'm not asking you to handle the kids, perv.
No, I know, sir. No, but we can't have a bus of kids here. It just that is not.
No, we'll park the bus like down the block and walk over. I understand.
Yeah, I know.
Parking is tight.
No, I just can't. I can't have 27 kids. There's a lot of other sales to go to, but I can't have 27 kids. Well, you know,
we'll probably buy some of them. Have money. Some of them have a little bit of money.
Yeah. Well, I can't. I just can't do that.
You can't turn
too much liability. Too much liability involved.
There's no liability. We're doing a water balloon fight.
Yeah. Well, I definitely don't want anything like that going on here.
Well, that's why I'm asking if there's an outdoor park because
yeah,
I don't want to have them throwing.
Call.
I don't want to have them throwing water balloons on the inside. What?
Yeah, we'll call another estate sale because we just can't have anything like that here.
I'm not asking permission. We're on our way. We've got the address. We're on our way.
No, you're not going to be allowed to unload 27 kids on this property.
You can't.
I'm just telling you right now. We're not.
You can't discriminate because the kids are, over age.
This is an event for people who are coming to buy. This is for people who are going to.
Kids are people.
Adults.
Kids are people.
This is adults. This is for, I'm sorry, it's for adults.
No, it's not. It says nothing like that on the ad on Craigslist.
Yeah, well, you can come here and check our signs up here.
Do you still have the Nordattract available?
Nordattract, you know, I'm not sure.
Okay, because kids love playing on those.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. We're not going to have...
We're going to do races.
Thank you. Goodbye.
No, sir, wait. We're on our way. Henrik says he's going to have to feed some of them.
Hello.
Hey, do you have air conditioning inside the house? Because we don't on this bus. It's like hot as hell. This is a nice estate sale. It doesn't look like the guy was a blacksmith from the 1800s. He actually has modern technology, such as FM radios. And there's a lawnmower. Got a refrigerator. All right, another estate sale. Another modern day estate sale is the next one. Oh, this picture has some lady's forehead in it. Good job on that photo. I wonder if any of these people are calling back that lady from the very beginning. I wanted to use her pool. So this estate sale has garage items, kitchen items, couches, linens, appliances, beds. An entire house full of items, it says. Literally everything in the entire house is being sold. Oh, I wonder how literal that is. Can I have the baseboards? Can I have the light switch plate covers? Can I take the copper plumbing? Can I have paint shavings from the wall? Can I pull up the hardwood floors? I want the hardwood floors. Some of the kids are bedwetters. I Regret Jumping wants to know if they have boxes of every TV guide. She didn't use literally in...
This is Lauren.
Oh, hey, Lauren. I have a question about your estate sale.
Yes.
How late's that going on?
We're going to be until about 6.
Okay, my brother and I are coming over. We've got hacksaws. We're going to take all of the copper plumbing. We're going to saw it out. Like, do you have access to the water shutoff valve?
You're going to what? Hold on.
The copper plumbing, we're going to saw it out.
Hello?
What happened to Lauren?
This is Lauren Tosman. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, this is Gary. Me and my brother are coming over. I was asking if you had access to shut off the water in the house while we're there. Like, is there a shutoff valve?
Why?
Because we're going to saw the copper pipes out.
No, you're not.
Yeah, we are.
Of the house on...
Yeah, 9:50. We're on our way right now.
Why do you think you can have the copper out of the house?
Because the Craigslist ad says we can. Why are you giving me an attitude?
Goodbye.
No, sir. Like what the fuck? He figured it out.
Hey, we've just reported this to the police, and we've got neighbors across the street that are cops.
Your ad says we can have literally everything in the entire house.
Well, take me to court for that before you come in with a hacksaw. But we've got a cop that lives across the street. We've got a security system, and we've just reported you to the police.
Why would you say
so if
that
you want to tell the cop
I can have literally
everything? You think that my ad thinks we can have literally everything.
I'm taking the floorboards.
If you want the copper plumbing, then buy the house.
I want the floorboards, too. No, I don't want to buy the house. I don't want a house. I'm a renter. I just want the hardwood flooring.
You're being recorded. I hope you know that. My phone has a recording app.
Oh, what's it called?
It's called Bold Beast.
Bold Beast?
Bold Beast. You're being recorded.
That's a gay-ass name for an app.
Well, you're a gay-ass man thinking you can come have the floorboards and the copper.
You wrote on the ad, literally everything in the entire house being sold. Do you not know what literally means?
I don't think you understand.
I'm getting the wiring. I want the wiring in the house. All the copper wiring is mine.
You're making a threat?
No.
You're making a threat with my cop neighbor right here.
How is that a threat?
You're making a threat. You're telling me you're coming with a hacksaw and taking the wiring. And so,
no, idiot! You don't use a hacksaw to cut wiring.
We're gonna have to talk to the cops here.
Okay.
You have a great day, Psycho.
Okay. Have the cops teach you English. All right. The cops are gonna look at the ad. They're gonna be like, "Well, you know what you said." And how's that a threat? I'm just, that is in no way a threat. I'm going to come and buy things from you. Don't threaten me. All right, retail store closing. That's listed under garage sales. So they don't have garage sale stuff. They have retail store shelving. They have those hooks that go on the pegboard shelving. They have more hooks. So many pictures of hooks. Just hooks for retail shelving. There's a shop vac. There's a water machine. You know, like for the employee lounge, there's a large gray trash can. There's a scale to weigh things. There's plexiglass, bakery cases, copiers, printers. It's not a garage sale. Well, I guess, I don't know. I guess it's okay. I Regret Jumping wants me to ask to buy the security tapes. Elkie says that lady literally needs English lessons. Hey, Gladys. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking. Does your place there have security cameras?
We do, yes.
Okay. I want to buy all of the tapes. Like, does it use...
The ones in the box?
Yeah. Does it use tapes or does it use... Is it like digital storage?
I think it's... Tape, but let me ask.
Like VHS tapes or beta?
Give me 1 second. Let me ask my boss because he knows a little bit more about it.
Okay. Oh yes, this song. This is my favorite. I want to buy this on hold system. How much is it?
Hi, this is Adam.
Hey, Adam. I just
How
have.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. I have a question about your security system.
Yes.
Does it run on VHS tapes?
No, it's digital.
Ah, okay. Well, I need to buy the whole digital hard drive. Is it backed up off-site or anything?
No, it's here on-site.
Oh, thank God. Okay. How much is that going to be?
I think it was $300.
Okay. Are the images, like, in the camera? Do I have to buy the cameras, too? Because I can't have those...
Are they what?
I can't have the images getting out. Are the images, like, inside the cameras, too? Do they save...
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Yeah, because these were all hardwired.
Yeah, how far back do they go?
The images?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I don't know.
You don't keep backups?
I don't have a backup of this one, no.
Okay, so if I just take the machine, then all the recordings will be mine?
Why would you want that?
Because it's just $300. It sounds like a good bargain.
Why do you want the images?
You know, just none of your business. I really need them. I have to get them before, it's very important that I have them. ASAP. I have cash.
Then it's not for sale.
Why is it not for sale?
Because if you want the images, then I don't know what you're doing with them. So.
Well, it's none of your goddamn business. I said it's none of your goddamn business what I'm doing with them. I just, like, it's $300.
Cool.
I just,
for sale.
I really,
have a good day.
I really need, and I need some shelf hooks too.
Yep, I'm not selling the security. I'll go ahead and keep it.
Are you selling the shelf hooks?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you going to do with the security footage if you don't sell it?
I'll take it home with me.
What do you, like,
in my garage.
Okay, well, can you erase all the footage? I'll give you $200 if you'll let me come over there and run a program on your system that'll, wipe out all the footage and make it unrecoverable?
Nope.
Why? How far back does it go? How far back does it go?
Yep.
How far back does it go?
It depends on which one you're talking about. I have multiple systems, so...
Oh, how many are there? Are they 300 each?
I haven't decided on the other one yet. One doesn't have a DVR on it.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Thank God. Thank the baby Jesus. So $300.
I'm not going to sell it. So yeah, I guess we're done talking at this point.
Well,
unless you want peg hooks.
What if it's someone else that comes in and buys it? What if it's a female?
Nope. Sounds like maybe there's some other things that are going on in your world that I don't want to be part of. So.
Oh no, it's cash. Yep. I'm giving you cash money. Like, and I'll be gone. You'll never see me again. I need that footage.
Nope.
What can $500 for the footage?
Nope. Not interested.
$700. Okay, what, nope. $1,000. $1,000 just for the hard drive. Let's just open it up and I'll take the hard drive out.
Nope. Sounds like maybe there was something that was illegal that you're trying to avoid.
No,
so.
I don't know why you would think that. All right, yeah. Where's
expensive
this?
As of now? So where, I'll go ahead and pull it and I'll keep it.
No,
so.
No. Where do you keep it? Like physically? Is it in an office or something?
I'm not going to share that with you.
Because I have a battery powered bulk eraser.
Cool.
I'm going to just just let me come in and run my bulk eraser.
Mine's in storage, so it's all good.
What's in storage?
My security camera.
What's that have to do with anything? Is that a backup? You said there were no backups before.
Mm. Well, I guess now there's some decisions to be made on your part, aren't there? It sounds like we're not going to make a deal today, I'm done.
I'm trying to
Thank
work
you.
With you. Like is
I know.
$1,000? $2,000.
Have a good day.
$2,000! Come on. He is going to be just combing through the footage now, looking for whatever it is that I did on his security tapes. You know, I'm going to go over to his building with a big homemade magnet thing in the back of a truck hooked to a bunch of batteries. I'm going to flip a switch. It's going to yank everything off the wall and completely ruin his security system. Take that, asshole. How do you like that? That'll teach him. I just thought of that idea myself. Just made it up. All right. 1997 Ford Aspire runs perfect. Selling a perfect running Aspire. Great on gas, stereo, straight body, complete interior, cold air. Great daily driver. Don't miss it if you need a reliable car. $800. And it's got a paint job where it looks like they just took a bucket of paint and painted it. Like it's a very flat black looking thing. But anyway, that's listed under a yard sale. So, I don't know. I need to yell at him about that, I guess. Ah, shit. It's almost 12:30. It's about time for me to quit. I didn't even get through the first batch. Big says I want to buy the air out of the tires for my balloon animals. All the tires look like they're all spares. Like it's got like four donuts on them.
Hello?
Hey, I'm calling about your yard sale. Your yard sale. You're having a yard sale today. Says you're having it on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, it says here on Craigslist.
What I'm doing is
you have furniture?
Selling a car.
Oh, no, it says yard sale on here. It's under the garage and moving sales.
Right, but I have a car for sale. I just put it
cool.
in that category.
You have a car at your yard sale? That's cool. I'm probably not interested in the car. Do you have
I've sold everything else.
Do you have baby clothes?
No, I've sold everything else. It's gone. You know what?
Oh, that's impossible.
One dude came and bought it all because he has a thrift store.
What about the car? Is the car still there?
The car is still here. That's the only item I have left.
How much would you charge for me to get the air out of the tires?
To get the air out of the tires?
Yeah, like per tire. Are those real tires?
Why would you need to do that?
For my balloon animals?
Well, why don't you just use the air that's in your lungs?
No, I'm not a fucking hobo. I'm not going to, like, yeah, you maybe you like to put your mouth on things and blow, but not me. I just want to know how much it would cost for the air out of each tire.
It would cost probably $1,000 per tire.
That's expensive.
Yeah, so other than that, use the air out of your lung.
That's stupid.
Or have your mother fart in it.
My mother's dead.
And use that air.
She's dead.
Weirdo. You don't got nothing else to do?
No, I just want to know about your garage sale that you're having today and tomorrow and Tuesday.
Are you a white man?
Yeah. What's how'd you know?
Because I can hear your voice. This is what I want you to do.
Okay.
Read Obadiah in the King James Version and learn your fate.
Ugh. I don't want to
read Obadiah
that.
In the King James Version and learn your fate.
But I'm going to... I'd die of boredom.
And then don't call this number again.
That sounds so boring. Hey,
you don't want to read that because you work for the devil, huh?
Yeah. Hey, that car.
Let me guess.
Listen, hey.
Let me guess.
Hey.
You're Jewish, huh?
How'd you know?
Yeah, you're Jewish. I know you are. I can tell in your voice.
Did you paint this car with a paintbrush? Because the black, it looks like just this really flat-looking color. Like,
yeah, it's matte black. It's matte black.
It's
that's what that is.
It's stupid looking. Couldn't you afford like a real paint job?
It's matte black. But you called on it, though. But you called on it.
But no, I'm calling about the yard sale.
Like Jewish dude.
You're having a yard sale today. And I don't.
Yeah, let me tell you something about y'all Jewish dudes.
I think you're not letting me come to your yard sale because I'm white and Jewish.
Listen.
Like,
when the death angels come, he's going to cut your head off. You better repent. And get to the real laws of the Hebrews, man.
Well, if they
that's
cut,
what you better
if
do.
They cut my head off.
That's the only way you're going to save yourself. But it's really no salvation for you. That's why I told you to read Obadiah. It'll tell you what's going to happen to you and what's going to happen to your seed. It's going to be removed from the earth.
Yeah, but
Obadiah.
The Bible's boring. I tried reading it once. I was bored.
I know it's boring to you because you're a gay Jewish dude. So read Obadiah.
How'd you know I was gay? How'd you know I was gay? Well, that just went all over the place. The fuck? Guy doesn't know how to list something on Craigslist. You know, there's an automotive section, you fucking idiot. He takes it out on me. Jeez. All right. Next. The next call coming from your favorite white Jewish gay person is a garage sale. Starts at 6 a.m. Furniture, women's clothes, kitchenware, jewelry, men's clothes, big bedroom furniture, picks provided. Got lawnmowers and tables of stuff. I haven't told anyone yet that I'm coming to sell things. So they start at 6 in the morning. They might be packing it up by now. Yeah, do they have a Bible? I need to read Jebediah or whatever he said. Because apparently something's going to chop my head off. Oh, hello. I'm calling about your yard sale.
Yeah.
How much later are you going to have that?
Well, right now we were going to, because it's getting a little bit warm, so we're moving stuff in, but it's going to be in our, shut up. It's going to be in our, because we have like a closed off front yard, so we're going to still have it like out there, but it's just the sun was out on everything and everything's getting hot. But are you here in Fresno?
Yeah, I'm here in town. Well, I'm coming over with three tables in my pickup truck. I'm gonna sell things at your yard sale. I'm just gonna set up a few tables, so I'll be there in like 10 minutes. I just want to make sure. Well, I'm just gonna set up, you know, like next to your tables. I'm gonna sell my own things too.
Oh no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that, bro.
Oh no, you don't have to do anything. I'll do all the work.
No, but no, you're not gonna set up in our front yard to sell something.
No, I am. I've already made plans. I've got nice tables. And
yeah, you're tripping, bro. Have a good day.
What do you mean I'm tripping? What? Why would you say that? I'm coming to preach. Yeah, we haven't done those in a while. Wow, this yard sale uses green screens as their tablecloths. I could like bring my camera and point it there and just make it look like all their shit's floating in the air. It'd be awesome. I want to do that. This guy's got a couch, patio tables, king size bed and frame. Oh man, those people that said they were calling the police on me. Those people are going to call back that first lady from, you know, whose number I'm using today, the final boss. So at least they'll get one call back, and maybe the guy from the security camera footage, too. Maybe he'll call her back. All right, Dr. Astronaut wants me to tell people they suck. That's all I'm going to say to this next person. I'm just going to say, you suck. Then you can all yell at Dr. Astronaut for ruining this call. Here it goes. It's happening.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about your garage sale.
Yes.
Like, the pictures makes it look like it's more out in the driveway. Is it more of a driveway sale?
I just have it out there. Our garage isn't that big.
Okay, I'm coming up right now. I'm Kinkles the Clown, and I'm going to be doing, like, balloon animals for the kids. Can I set up inside the garage? Because it's kind of hot out today.
Oh, you know what? I've already closed. I just have the stuff I made.
Ah, shoot. So
there's not that many people.
I just got to sit out in the driveway then in my clown outfit.
I mean, yeah.
What are you doing? What's all that? Oh, I didn't get to tell her she sucked. I should be called Kegels the Clown. Kegels the Clown, not Kinkle. That's just silly. Kegels. Hey.
We don't need a clown.
Listen, you suck.
Sorry, we don't need
Hey, you suck. You suck. That's what you do. You suck. There we go, Dr. Astronaut. I did it. All right, here's the next thing posted in the garage sale section. Chainsaw. Only had for a few months. Negotiable price, easy startup, sharp chain. Will sell fast. Call or text. Chainsaw. There's two pictures of the chainsaw. This yard sale is going to be held today, Monday, Tuesday, and the start time each day is 8 in the morning. 0800, it says. Oh, I regret jumping wants me to juggle chainsaws. Because I'm Kegel the Clown.
An electric?
Hey, I'm calling about your yard sale that you're having today and tomorrow and Tuesday.
How can I help you?
What all items are available still? Do you have furniture?
Well, here's the thing. I misclassified the ad. Basically, the only thing I'm selling is a Poulan chainsaw.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you explained that to me nicely instead of calling me a white Jewish gay person.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. I'm just some people. I'm going to bring two chainsaws over, though.
Here's the thing. Let me clarify. I misclassified the ad. It was supposed to be under tools.
Oh no, I get it.
And instead, there is no garage sale. I don't have anything, you know, there. But
do you have
like I said, I understand, and like I said, but the thing is. If you've already got two chainsaws, obviously you don't want to buy one.
Oh, no, I juggle chainsaws. It's like for an act I do. By profession, I'm a clown. I'm Kegels the Clown. So I'm going to come over and I'm going to test it out by juggling my two chainsaws and your chainsaw together, like while they're started up and running.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I've already got a commitment on that chainsaw.
Well, can
so it'll be sold within a few hours, but... I do appreciate your calling.
Can I just come over and just juggle it, but won't buy it? I'll give you $10 if you just let me juggle it. Like, does it run?
Absolutely. I like I said, I wouldn't have gotten a commitment on it if it didn't, but it's already being sold.
I'll bring gasoline for it. I'll fill it up with gasoline when I leave.
Not a problem.
I just want to juggle.
Thank you for calling.
Do you have furniture in your house that you're willing to sell? That guy was so nice. He calmly and rationally explained the problem to me. He misclassified it. It was an honest mistake. He didn't lie to me. He didn't say, some thrift store guy came over and bought everything that I had except for the car. That was very nice of him. I like that guy. But you know me, I like guys. I'm gay and Jewish and white. Oh, here's another guy selling his car as a yard sale. Oh, there's no phone number, though. So I've called every number that I found. I'm looking for more. You know, just a couple more. I'm not going to stay on too much longer. Officially, I'm supposed to be quitting now. But I think it was 12:35 when I actually started. So I've got 3 minutes left. Oh, here we go. Collector's art and custom furniture. And that's all it is. It's, I don't know, I guess it's technically a yard sale. Yeah, they have books and tables and stuff. They just have lots of art. Really cool art, actually. Look at all this art. Instead of doing pranks, I'm just going to look at this art. Sorry, everyone. Show's over. I'm looking at art. Oh, this yard sale isn't even today. It was yesterday. Fuck. I'm already calling it, though.
Hi, did you
do that? Oh, hey, I'm calling about your yard sale.
Which one?
The, you know, with all the art.
Oh, the one in Santa Cruz?
Yeah, how many yard sales do you have?
We have two that weekend.
Oh, two that weekend. Wow, so it's not just someone doing a yard sale at their house? You're like a business?
I'm sorry?
This is like a business or something? You're not just someone having a yard sale?
Yeah, it's an estate sale company.
Well, I don't know. Speak slower and like talking to your phone so I can hear what you're saying.
I'm sorry. I'm not bad reception right now. Can I call you back when I this evening when I get some better reception?
No, you may not.
Oh well. What was your question?
Well, I'm calling from Craigslist, and we're cracking down on people that say they're having yard sales, but they're not actually yard sales. It's some sort of a business venture, some sort of a multi-level marketing scam. And you can't be doing multi-level marketing scams on our service, ma'am. That's not allowed.
This is the person's going to be there, though, the client. He just didn't know how to do it, so I just helped him do it.
It just sounds like a pyramid scheme. It sounds like you're trying to swindle people. You're a swindler. You're a swindler and a thief.
Yeah, I don't think you're calling from Craigslist. Craigslist, I don't think that we'll be talking like you are.
Oh, we can talk like that to swindlers and thieves, motherfucker.
Fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, no, I won't. I refuse. I will not. Can't make me. Okay, yeah, let me go to the next one that's Sunday. I need to start getting up at 5 in the morning or something to do these yard sale shows so I can do some on the East Coast. These close down too quickly. They're all closing up for the day. It's bullshit. Here we go. Estate sale. Oh, it's the same one with all those blacksmithing tools. Did I end up in the same area again? Because the other one wasn't one that I'd called before. And this one's not. I'd remember this one with the Little Mermaid doll. No phone numbers on these, though. I think the show's over. I'm still looking, though. We ended on a good one. I like the chainsaw thing. That guy was cool. Moving out sale.
Hello?
Hey, I'm calling about your moving out sale.
Yep.
I just needed to let you know about something. Is your sale still going on?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Do you still have the blue couch? Do you still have the 3-4 floor lamps?
Yeah.
Do you have the black color floor lamps?
What?
Do you have the black color floor lamps?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have the coffee table?
Do you need all of them?
I'm just checking. Do you have the coffee table?
Yeah. Everything is there. Everything.
You haven't sold anything?
What? Yeah, and nothing is sold yet.
Okay. I'm going to bring some more stuff for you. I'm on my way with the truck.
Okay.
I'm going to drop off a refrigerator that it works.
Why?
Because so you can sell it. You don't have to give me money for it.
I'm not doing that. Sorry.
Sir, the refrigerator works. Fuck! He picked up and I realized I don't have an idea. Oops. All right, here's a big sale. Quick, everyone, I need an idea. I'm going to say I left my weed pipe. Oh, look, they're selling those fans that you can stick your finger in and it'll chop your hand off.
Hello.
Hi, Heidi. Hi, Heidi.
Hello.
Heidi, is that you?
Yes.
Okay, great.
It is.
I was at your yard sale earlier.
Uh-huh.
And I left something behind. Did you find anything that I left behind?
Not that I'm aware of. Did anybody leave anything here today?
I did.
I don't know. What did you leave, sir?
It was a small weed pipe. It was blue.
A small blue, like a glass bowl?
Yeah, like a weed pipe. Not a bong, just a little blue weed pipe.
And it had a weed pipe somewhere.
And it had
blue weed pipe?
It had marijuana in it, and it was still smoking when I set it down.
Oh, he set it down still smoking. Were you outside?
Yeah, I was out in front in the driveway. I was smoking while I was looking at your stuff. And
Someone's going to go take a look for it.
Okay.
Hang on one sec.
All right.
Thanks. Bye, Marianne.
Burr.
Do you remember if you set it down on the brick or on the planter or
I think
any
it was,
ideas?
I think it was just on a table. Do you think someone could have bought it? It was out in the driveway because I barely even came in the garage.
Well, nobody bought it. But if somebody saw, if anybody saw a pipe with weed in it, you know what they did. They walked off with it.
Oh.
We have plenty at home and we vape. I'm sorry. I have your number on my phone. If it shows up, I'll definitely call you, okay?
Okay. Also, I left one other thing.
What's that?
I'm the one that was there with my son. And I think my son may have ran off into your house or maybe out back or something. Do you see him around there someplace?
We are not at a house. We're at a warehouse.
You know what I mean? Like, just around. Like, is did you... Has there,
a child?
Yeah, a child. Is my son wandering around? He's like four, maybe three, maybe five.
No,
I'm not sure.
You lost your four-year-old?
Just
what is wrong with you?
Well, I was high.
Okay, I get that, but you with a child? No, there are no children here. And if there is a child here, I'm going to call CPS.
No,
you can't do that.
Don't call CPS. Don't be an asshole. Like, can you just look around real quick and just see?
I'm not.
He likes to hide.
There is not a 3 or 4 year old child here, sir.
Well,
there's not a child here.
He likes to go into places and hide. Like, are there any cabinets or closets or like a little bathtub or?
No.
Something.
Sir, there is not a child here.
Bushes. No, he's a good hider. Like, he'll be there and you won't even know it.
Why don't you come back here if you've lost your son and find him? I think that's what I would recommend you do.
Okay, well, I'm not positive he's there. I know his mom picks him up in 3 hours, and I really need to find him.
Yeah, you certainly do need to find him, and no more getting high when you got your kid, because your wife's not going to let you see him anymore, dude.
No, it's fine. He was driving.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay. You ruined it, Buxby. You ruined it. He told me to say that the kid was driving. I said the kid's driving. Look what happened. Way to go. I was so annoyed that she wasn't getting pissed about the weed pipe. Like, what kind of world do we live in where people don't freak out when you mention a weed pipe? But at least she took the bait with with the sun thing. Thanks, Mr. Biggs. Mr. Biggs says this is a good show, everyone. I'm glad he thinks so. Whoa, my phone just made a noise it's never made before. Hold on. What the fuck? Oh my god, it's eBay. eBay's making noises at me. What? Oh, hey, look. My PlayStation sold. For $59, everyone. I sold my PlayStation for $59. It sold. I can finally get rid of my PlayStation 3. This is great news. Did you guys hear that? Like, Sean just said cha-ching. That's pretty much what it sounded. Oh, wait, it's doing it again. Why does it keep doing it? I only sold one thing. It keeps making the noise. That's annoying. I'm turning that off. I hate noises on my phone. All right, so I think I'm going to have to end the show. I have to go box up my PlayStation 3, write the address on it, get it all ready to ship out in the morning. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I had a good time. Thanks for all the ideas. Yeah, I'll see y'all next time. It was fun. I had a good time. Good times. I stand here waiting for you to bang the gong. Wait. We didn't call the final boss. We forgot to call the final boss. We gotta call the final boss. What am I doing? All right, calling the final boss. She's probably not gonna pick up.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
I'm in your pool right now. I've got a scuba suit on. I'm under the water, and I'm calling you from my Bluetooth.
Okay, can you take that, darling? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
It's because I'm underwater. The water's blocking the signal. I'm calling you from my cell phone. I'm inside a scuba suit in your swimming pool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you
want to come?
You're invisible, sir.
Do you want to come swim with me?
Oh, I don't know, sir. I don't think I will be doing that today.
My scuba suit has cloaking abilities.
It has cloaking capabilities.
That's right.
From the Hogwarts.
No, it's a Star Trek thing. Stupid.
Oh, I thought you were Harry Potter there for a minute.
I need to let you know that Mr. Biggs hates you and Dr. Astronaut says you suck. and Bucksley B says he's going to kick your British ass. And he says, USA, USA, Trump, Trump.
All I can say is, go save the queen.
Ah, fuck the queen. Fuck her up, her stupid ass.
I'm talking about the drag queens, darling.
Oh,
that
yeah, no, they're...
Okay, don't you know?
Drag queens are cool. Yeah, they're fine.
Oh, I do agree.
All right, well,
I'm
hey.
I'm a drag queen, my darling.
I've got to get going. The show's over. I just wanted to give you a call and say, hello, I'm in your pool. It's good times down here.
Okay, but toodaloo, darling.
All right, bye, honey, baby.
You have yourself an amazing day and find a great big black delicious corn, my darling.
Oh, I will. All right, I love you.
Oh, my God, have a great day.
Yeah, yep, you already said that. Bye.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We're not going to do voicemails today because, you know what? Fuck voicemails. Who wants to hear those? Not me. Thank you, sponsors of today's show. Mike Hunt, The Stunning Kruger Effect, Rhino Knife, Jesse Lobster, and Cody No Name. If anyone else would like to support the show, please do that at patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. See you next time, everyone.
If you're a tenant, what would you be doing on the roof, sir?